那我们以祷告来开始。亲爱的主，我们为有这样的荣幸跟特权来到你的殿中来感谢。
Opportunity to worship you.
谢谢你，我们有机会来敬拜你。
I pray that as we study today, you will teach us more about worship.
当我们学习的时候，求你更教我们更多的敬拜。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
We have done an overview of what Scripture teaches about worship.
我们看了圣经上就是一个大概览。看圣经是怎么教我们敬拜的。
A brief overview of at least some spots in church history.
然后很快的简短的看了一下教会历史上不同时期的敬拜。
And now I want for a few weeks to be looking at specific aspects of our worship service.
那未来的几周呢，我想看就是有关敬拜的具体的方面。
And I'm not going to be looking at primarily what the leaders ought to be doing.
然后我主要讲的不是说这个带领的人，带领敬拜的人要做的。
Well, what we as worshipers should do in responding to those parts of worship.
而是对那个敬拜的那一部分，我们作为参与会众，作为敬拜者，我们应该如何来反应。
So we're going to look today at music.
所以今天我们要看的是音乐。
We're going to look at scripture and prayer.
然后以后我们会看那个经文和祷告。
And so we'll be doing that for a few weeks.
然后下几个星期我们就会来看这个。
Next Sunday I will be out of town.
下个星期天我不在。
And Sister Lay is going to lead a discussion on this question.
那我们就会讨论一个问题。
Based on what we've studied up to this point about worship.
到目前为止我们学习的有关敬拜。
How does what we have learned about worship, what does it say for our worship here as a local church?
那我们所学习的这些敬拜对我们作为地方教会对我们传讲了什么？
Now, with that question, I want to kind of, before I'm gone, leave some parameters.
关于这个问题呢，在我离开之前，我想给大家一个界限，就是一个范围。
Because I realize that that question...could be a dangerous question.
那个问题可能会是一个危险的问题。
That someone could say, well, I think that the pastor should do this different.
有人会可能会说，哦，我希望牧师应该这样来做，应该在这方面来做。
The pastor is not in our class.
但是呢，牧师不在我们中间。
I think the elders should do this different.
我觉得这个长老应该这样来做。
The elders are not in our class.
然后长老也没有在这里。
I think the pianist should do this different.
我觉得这个事情应该这样说不同
et cetera, et cetera.
然后大家就一直在讲
Please don't do that. That's not the
不要这样做那个不是我想
Here is the question.
问题是我的问题是
How should you and I
你和我
when we are sitting in the pews
当我们坐在这个教堂里边的时候
How should our participation in worship
就是我们的参与敬拜可以放在一个多 stop 在那边、
reflect what we have been studying about worship.
能够反映我们关于学习就是对于敬拜的学习的一些东西。
In other words, all we are discussing, should be discussing, is what can I as a worshiper do to worship more meaningfully.
就是作为一个敬拜的人那我应该做什么让敬拜更有意义。
Because I find it's very easy to make a list of what someone else should do.
因为很容易就是给别人列个清单就是应该做什么。
But the only worshiper that I can control is me.
但是你唯一能就是掌管的这种有关敬拜的就是你自己。
And so I have to think, how do I worship?
所以我们应该想的是我如何来敬拜。
So that will be next week.
那就是下个星期。
Today we're looking at music in worship.
我们来看这个音乐中的敬拜。
Several years ago, I was teaching a class on, for music, leaders.
那几年以前呢，我教就是带领音乐敬拜的人，给他们一个课。
And in the class, I had two groups of students.
在那个课上呢，我有两群学生。
I had a group of students who were preparing to be pastors.
那一群学生是预备好要将来做牧者的。
And a group who were preparing to be musicians.
还有另外一群呢是准备要做音乐，带就是做音乐家的。
So in preparing for the class, I went around and interviewed several pastors to ask them about music in the church.
所以呢，我就问了好几位准备要做牧师的，问他们有关，他们怎么来看待教会中的音乐敬拜。
And one of the interviews I have never forgotten.
有一个我从来没有忘记的就是。
I asked the pastor.
我问这位牧者。
How important do you think music is in worship?
你认为音乐在敬拜中有多重要呢？
And his answer was this.
他的答案是
I don't think we need any music in worship.
但是我觉得在敬拜中我们不需要任何的音乐。
If I preach well enough, singing won't be necessary.
如果我的讲道足够好，其实这个唱歌唱这个音乐没有那么重要。
He saw no purpose whatsoever in music in the worship service.
所以他对在这个敬拜中这个音乐他没有看到有任何位置。
So let me ask you, how would you answer that, Pastor?
所以作为你们就是牧师应该如何来回答这个问题
For you personally,
对你个人
Why is music important in your worship?
在你的敬拜中音乐为什么是重要的
Okay, alright, good. You have the example of Bible.
那个理查的弟兄说在圣经中你看诗篇里面就会有什么什么样的乐器来伴奏所以这个在圣经里面
Come back to that in a moment.
那我待会儿我会细讲这个。
Anything else?
还有没有别的？啊？
心
生的灵问。哦 ，OK。It's like a, oh, what's important? What inside your heart?
Okay, good. All right. It expresses our inner feelings, our inner ideas, emotions. Good.
就是音乐让我们里边的感受，我们的感情能够流露。就是音乐能够，就是比这个讲话更能够，什么方面能够触动人的。
Let me,
yes,
可以帮言语表达不出来的。
I want to look today, and I want to focus primarily on congregational music.
今天我主要要看的是这个会众的歌唱，会众的音乐。
There's other aspects of music that are important, but we in this group, our primary role will be singing in the congregation.
那当然还有别的方面，但是作为我们这个群体，我们主要集中的是作为会众的一个歌唱。
And so I want to look at some reasons why music is important in our worship.
所以我们来看，就是在敬拜中音乐为什么是重要的。
Richard listed the first thing that I want to say, and that is, Scripture gives us reasons for music in our worship.
那理查德弟兄刚才讲到，首先经文圣经上就告诉我们。那个音乐是重要的。
He said that the Psalms very often give us an instruction that, they are to be sung.
然后在诗篇里面很多那个教导他就说这个是要唱的。
And actually, the other books do not give us that instruction.
虽然别的书没有给我们这样的一个指导。
But in the Jewish tradition, every book of the Hebrew Bible, our Old Testament, was sung.
但是在犹太人的传统里面，其实每一个用希伯来文写成的这个圣经里的书卷都是要被唱出来的。
That was how scripture was read in public worship.
那在
it was sung.
所以他们在那个公众的来诵读圣经的时候，实际上他们是唱出来的。
44 books in the Bible have some reference to music.
在圣经中有44卷书都有指到讲到音乐。
Dozens of songs.
然后呢，当然是成百的诗篇。
Of course, all of the book of Psalms.
然后当然所有的诗篇。
But just, in fact, look some of these up. I want you to see how this looks.
然后大家一起来看一下，我想看这个。
Exodus 15.
在出埃及记第十五章。
If you turn to that, here's what you'll see.
那你翻到第十五章，你会看到什么呢
？Exodus 14.
在出埃及记第十四章
tells the story of Israel crossing the Red Sea.
十四章讲述的是以色列人过红海的故事。
It is prose. It is history.
那当然是一个历史。
Exodus 15
到十五章呢
is the same thing again.
是同样的事情，同样的在讲，描述同样的事件。
As a song.
但是呢，这次是用诗歌来描述这个事件的。
It's the same story.
这讲的是同一个故事。
But this time they are singing it.
但这次他们在唱。
Why does Moses teach them a song?
为什么摩西要教他们一首歌呢？
Why doesn't he simply have them memorize the story in chapter 14?
他为什么不让他们就把第十四章发生的故事让他们都背下来呢？
Remember?
因为那个音乐呢，这个歌呢是更容易记住。
If I ask you how many verses of the Bible you have memorized,
如果我问大家你背了多少的圣经的经节，记住了多少的圣经经节？
For most of us, that would be a fairly low number.
对我们来讲，那可能是一个比较低的数字。
Unless,
除非
I started to sing, this is the day, this is the day, and you have a verse memorized.
这样你会一唱那个，这是耶和华的日子，刚才他唱的一首歌，那你就背诵了一首经节。
And then we could continue the whole class.
然后我们这个课可以继续的。
With praise songs that you have sung.
我们以前唱的一些赞美的诗歌。
And as soon as you hear the first line,
你只要听到第一行，你就知道这后边的这个。
And you have dozens of scriptures memorized.
这样的你已经有很多的经文已经背下来了。
Because when you sing them,
当你唱的时候
they're easy to remember.
就是更容易的能记住。
Exodus 15 is chapter 14.Put into a song.
所以呢，出埃及记第十五章是第十四章的那个内容呢，现在做成了一首诗歌。
Moses knows that's how they'll remember it.
摩西知道这个是他们如何能记住。
The end of Deuteronomy.
在生命记的结尾。
You have the same thing.
你有同样的事情。
Moses is saying to them, "You must remember the covenant."
摩西告诉会众，你们要记住神给你们的立约。
And Deuteronomy is this fascinating book.
然后《生命记》这本书呢
，Where Moses says at the end of his life，
摩西在他生命的终结的时候，对他们说
，Here's my last message to you.
这是我对你们的临终之言。
And the whole book，
这整本书
is a long sermon，
是一个很长很长的讲道。
So.Next time when I preach an hour here, do not complain.
所以下一次我要讲到讲了一个小时，你们不要抱怨。
Number one,
第一
I only get half of that time. Remember the translator gets the other half.
讲一个小时，我只讲了我那个。
I'm always very jealous of Pastor Joe. He gets his whole hour.
因为我要翻译嘛，我有时候很嫉妒周牧师，他可以讲整个。
And the other reason is, no matter how long I go, it's shorter than Deuteronomy.
不管我讲多久，都没有摩西讲的长，他讲了整个生命。
But Moses gives them this long review of the covenant.
然后呢，摩西就给了他们一个复习，就是神给他们的立约，很长很长。
In chapter 32,
到了第三十二章的时候
he teaches them a song.
他又教了他们一首歌。
And he says, I want you to sing this. I want you to teach it to your children.
摩西说，我想你们学会唱这首歌，也把这首歌教给你们的孩子。
Because I have preached long enough to know good and well that by the time people get home, they don't remember what I said.
我已经讲到足够长的时间，我都很清楚知道大家到家了。刚才你讲到讲到，基本上就全忘了。
Sometimes I drive into my driveway at Hope Sound, and I think, well, by now everyone has forgotten what I said this morning.
然后我回到家。
Before I even get home.
说我到家，我就想说，到现在为止啊，等我到家，大家大概讲的、听的全都忘了。
Moses knows that will happen.
摩西知道这个会发生。
But if he can get them to learn the song.
但是他知道，如果他可以教这些人一首歌
，They'll keep singing，
他们就一直在唱。
And that song is a short little summary of the whole book。
那个这首摩西的歌呢，就是整本书《生命记》的一个小的一个概括。
And the song will remind them。
这首歌就会
What the sermon is about。
提醒他们摩西的讲道是什么。
Over and over we have this.
然后呢，我们就看不断的在出现。
Judges chapter 5.
比如在四世纪的第五章。
Same thing as in Exodus.
跟那个在出埃及记一样的。
Judges 4.
在第四章呢。
Gives a story of Deborah and Barak's battle.
讲了底波拉和巴拉的这个战役，他们打仗的事情。
Judges 5.
第五章呢。
The same story.
就在唱同一个事件。
When Israel learns the song, they'll remember it.
当以色列人如果他们记住了这首歌，他们就会记住这个信息。
When the temple's dedicated,
当这个建圣殿的时候，他们也唱歌唱。
When the temple is rebuilt, they sing.
当他们重建第二个圣殿的时候，他们也歌唱。
The whole book of Psalms is a book of worship.
这个整个的诗篇都是一个赞美敬拜的诗歌。
Psalm 26.
比如说诗篇第二十
六篇。Says that after the Last Supper, Jesus and the disciples they sang a hymn and then they went out.
在I think Matthew 26, right?
Yes, what did I say?
You said Psalm 26.
Sorry, thank you.
Yeah, 在马太福音二十六章里面就讲到主耶稣他们晚餐之后他们就唱了一首诗歌。
And in Revelation 4 and 5,
在启示录第四章第五章
show us that while we are worshiping here,
就是显示我们在地上在这里敬拜的时候
worship is going on in heaven,
天上也在继续的敬拜
and that worship is singing.
那个敬拜就是在歌唱在唱歌
and again it gives us the words they are singing, the song they are singing.
然后告诉我们他们唱歌的这个歌词
So there is a biblical reason for worship.
所以呢
music and worship.
在敬拜中有音乐呢这是有符合圣经有圣经依据的
There are very important theological reasons for music and worship.
这也有很重要的神学上的观念
Again, I'm wanting to focus on congregational song.
那我当然还是注意在这个会众的敬拜上。
In the early church,
在初期教会
we don't really know anything about their use of instruments.
我们不知道他们当时是有没有用或者用什么
Most of the early references from Christian writers are very negative about music instruments.
那很多的这个基督徒就写这些的作者他们对于这个乐器都是一个很负面的看法
was always a little uncomfortable as a pianist
对我来讲弹钢琴
reading church history and realizing that most of them condemned me to eternal damnation for wasting my life on the piano
然后你做一个音乐看到这个教会历史上看他们写的就是在谴责我说定罪我这个用乐器了可能是啊反正是不太好了
I would read what Basil wrote about those who waste their life on that which matters for nothing
然后我就想起来这个作者叫 Basil 的他说那些把生命浪费在这个毫无意义的事情上的人
and then go back to practicing
然后再继续的来练我的钢琴
but the reason it seems to me is this
他们之所以这样写原因就是
in the first second century
在公元第一世纪第二
世纪的时候 Much of the use of musical instruments was associated with pagan rituals and Roman wicked culture.
因为那时候的乐器都是用在他们的就是这个异教的崇拜或者是这个罗马很堕落很邪恶的文化上这个乐器的应用都跟那个相连
And so rather than figure out what can we use and what should we avoid,
所以不是说来想出来说到底是我们什么可以用我们什么要避免的
They did what Christians often do on things like that and just said well let's just throw it all away
然后他们就像这个基督徒经常会做就是我们完全避免这些把它都扔了
But they greatly valued song
但是他们非常的看重这个诗歌
And the best we can find it was neverSomeone singing to others.
他从来没有没有就是你没有发现在他们的写作中说有一个对另外一个人唱。
It was all believers singing together.
是所有的这个相信的人在一起一同歌唱。
And so in Ephesians 5,
所以在以弗所书第五章
when Paul gives this long list of how we are to walk as believers,
就是保罗给了一个长长的清单就这是一个指导说基督徒应该如何行事为人
He says we are to be filled with the Spirit
他说我们要被圣灵充满
We are to speak to one another
他说当用我用另外一个来当用诗篇
Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs
诗篇赞美诗灵歌彼此对说
We are to sing and make melody to the Lord with our hearts
要用口唱心和的赞美主
Some of you have Bibles, I don't know how the Chinese Bible does this, but many English Bibles will have little sections in Paul's letters that are indented.
在有些英文的里面它会有保罗的一些他写的呢就是他那个错专门的那个行前面是空出来的。 排版是不同的。
Some of those, quite a few, are actual, we think, songs that the early church sang.
其实他这个，他如果那样用了那样排版，其实那些是保罗写的书信，他们很多认为是当时初期教会的他们的诗歌。
FNESV. So we think.
所以我们都他们
This is something the believer, early believers were singing.
他们就觉得那个是初期教会的这些信徒的信主的人唱的诗歌。
And Paul does what a preacher does now when he quotes a song, pulls it into his letter.
所以呢，保罗就像现在的这个讲牧师讲道时候用的，就是他写信的时候呢，就引用了那些诗歌。
Singing was important.
所以唱歌、唱诗歌、唱赞美诗是很重要的。
First century, second century, third century.
头三世纪都是这样的。
And then I'll give you a test over class from three or four weeks ago.
我现在给大家一个小测验，三四个星期前讲过。
313, what happened?
在公元313年发生了什么事情？
This is like teaching college. That's a familiar blank look. Brings me back to old times.
看你们脸上的表情，我就回到了过去的课堂时间。
Uh-huh.
The time?
No, the year. It comes out of that, yes.
Caesar? Milan.
Okay, yes.
What was it?
Constantine.
康斯坦丁大帝
makes Christianity legal.
他让基督教呢就是合法了这时候。
And out of that, then Christianity becomes the official religion, or at least the religion that is most recognized.
然后从那个之后呢，逐渐的基督这个教呢，这个基督信仰就成为一个，慢慢就成为一个国家的，或者是最被承认的一种宗教。
And why that was important for our class is this.
对我们的课堂为什么这么重要呢？就是因为
I told you that in the 4th century, because worship became associated with the emperor and with all the grandeur of the palace.
因为在中世纪的时候，我们看到那个敬拜呢，是跟这个皇帝啊，跟这个看上去非常宏伟的这个帝国的，好像这个荣耀相连的。
It moved from groups of people meeting in a room like this.
本来是初期教会，就是一群人，就像我们在一个房间里聚会。
Singing, praying, sharing scripture, listening to a sermon.
比如说一起歌唱，然后祷告，然后分享经文，然后听讲道。
It moved from that to grand cathedrals.
从那个背景呢，挪到了一个宏伟的大教堂。
Beautiful buildings.
然后那大教堂当然都很宏伟，很
壮丽。And worship that seemed fitting for the emperor to be in.
然后这样的敬拜是要给皇帝预备的。
One of the things that happened out of that.
从在这个过程中间，有一件事情发生了。
We saw, when we talked about the Reformation a couple weeks ago,
几个星期前我们讲到了这个宗教改革时期
that the Bible was taken away from ordinary laymen and reserved just to the priests.
在那个中世纪的时候，那个圣经呢，就从普通的就是普通的会众的手里挪开了，只给那个神父们看。
I did not say at that time, but let me go back to that.
我当时没有讲这个，那我现在回去讲。
We as Protestants look back at that.
我们作为这个新教徒，就是我们宗教改革时期出来，我们回头看这个。
And say the Catholic officials in the Middle Ages were trying to keep people from reading the Bible so they wouldn't know the truth.
我们看呢，觉得说是因为那些神父呢，不想让老百姓呢，就是普通的民众看圣经，这样他们不能知道真理。
They would never have said it that way, and they didn't think it that way.
他们肯定不会这么说，他们其实也当时可能也不是这么想的。
Their thinking was this.
他们的想法是呢，他们的逻辑是。
Only those who really have been trained to read it can understand it.
只有那些已经被训练的，他们才能够理解圣经。
And so it's dangerous for just ordinary people to be opening up this book and reading it, and they may misunderstand it, and it may lead them astray, and so we're going to keep it from them.
然后呢，他们就觉得说，那普通的人，他们读圣经，他们可能会误解，也可能会走偏，所以我们为了不让他们避免这种危险呢，那就不让他们读，只让这个受过训练的人来讲。
They would have said we're protecting the layman from misunderstanding the word.
他们说我们在保护这些平信徒，不让他们误解圣经。
So we'll keep it in Latin.
所以呢我们就继续的这个圣经呢就继续的用拉丁文。
And only the priests and the monks will be able to read it.
只有那个修士和那个神父他们能读。
And then they'll tell everyone else.
然后他们又告诉别人。
What it says and what it means and what they should do.
然后呢这个神父呢跟这个修士在告诉一般的平信徒说这个圣经上讲的是什么意思是什么。
By 367,
到公元360,
the church had decided
this.
If it's dangerous for people to read the Bible,
如果说让人们自己去读圣经是可能会犯错，是危险的。
It's just as dangerous for them to sing it.
那唱歌那也是危险的。
Because remember, most of the songs were coming from what?
你知道他们的歌都是从当时唱的歌都是从圣经里来的。
And so we better not let them sing it either.
所以最好也别让他们再唱了。
So in 367,
所以在公元367年
a church council,
那就有一个教会公会会议
met at Laodicea,
他们
the town of Laodicea,
老底嘉会议
and they ruled that congregational singing was forbidden.
他们当时的那个定下来的这个就定了规则，就认为这个会众的歌唱是危险的，是不是被禁止的。
The worship that we talked about in the Middle Ages.
所以呢，到中世纪的那个敬拜呢
，Only the priest read the scripture.
只有这个神父呢去读圣经，读经圣经。
Only the priest prayed the prayers.
只有那个神父呢来祷告。
Only the priest did communion most of the time.
只有说神父在大多数时间可以就是施行那个圣餐。
And only a trained professional choir sang the music.
只有这个受过训练的这个专业的合唱团诗班才能唱。
Then we come to the Reformation, and here's why I want you to understand what happened in the Middle Ages.
然后我先让大家来讲述这个中世纪，那我们先到了宗教改革时期。
Question, test question number two.
第二个测验，小测验。
I told you there was a great doctrine that kind of lay behind all of the changes in the Reformation.
就是有一个很重要一个非常重要的一个教义是这个宗教改革时期的一个基础那是什么呢 那个教义是什么
And I really need you to get this right.
我希望大家
Two college students visiting.
大家请你们一定都回答因为我有两个学生
And I want them to see how much better students you are than
我想让他们知道说你们是多么好多么棒的学生
I'm sure they're great students. But all of their classmates would just have blank looks.
他们那个是很棒的学生但是他们的别的
What was the doctrine that made music and involvement in worship so important to Martin Luther.
到底是什么样的教义让这个音乐还有说这个所有这个一般的平信徒的参与这么重要呢是一个什么样的一个教义 Martin Luther, doctrine.、
Yeah. But what is the doctrine that he taught?
当然路德他教的教义是什么呢他的什么教义看看那个他说所有的会众都可以参与到底是什么教义让所有的会众都可以参与
taught,、yes.
以前是祭司参与
the,
现在会众可以参与
The priesthood of the believer
就是信徒皆祭司
That worship That prayer That access to God is not limited to a trained priest
不管是祷告还是歌唱还是读圣经不是说只能给这些圣职人员
but, right, but that every believer is a priest
而是每一个信徒信徒皆祭司
every believer
每一个
has access to God through the spirit
每一个信徒平信徒都可以借着圣灵来到神面前
when in Lutheran teaching
在路德的教导中
when the priest or later the pastor prayed
刚开始是神父后来就是牧师祷告的时候
he was not praying on behalf of the congregation
他不是代表这个会众来祷告的
in other words he was not representing the congregation in the prayer
他不是说在祷告中他代表这个会众来向神祷告
he was leading the congregation in the prayer
他是带领会众一起来祷告带领
the distinction? That's
看到这个不同吗
in how we see that pastoral prayer.
你看到这个在这个牧师的祷告中这个不同吗一个是原来是代表现在这个是带领
In one case,
在一种情况之下,
the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholic,
中世纪的罗马天主教的传统就是,
the priest goes and he prays to represent everyone else.
是神父的他去祷告他是代表所有别的人他来到神面前祷告
In the Protestant tradition,
但是在这个这个新教徒里边
we all pray
我们都祷告
as the leader leads us.
当这个牧师带领我们祷告的时候我们每个人其实都在祷告
The other place that this priesthood of the believer played such an important role
就是信徒的祭司身份就是信徒接祭司很重要的一个功用就是
was in music.
就是很重要的一个功用
because
表现就是在音乐里面
now music was returned to the people.
因为现在音乐呢又还给这个会众了就是会众也可以参与
Martin Luther wrote this.
马丁路德这样写道
God speaks directly to his people through the scriptures.
神是通过圣经直接的对他的百姓说话
and his people respond with songs of praise.
他的百姓呢用诗歌和赞美来回应神
He speaks to us in the word.
神在他的话语里边对我们说话
We speak to him with our songs.
我们用我们的诗歌向神说话
Isaac Watts wrote a hymn that says this.
那个以萨克叫牛华顿他写道
Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God.
让那些因为从来不认识我们神的他们拒绝歌唱
But children of the heavenly king may speak, may sing their joys abroad.
但是呢天上的神的孩子呢让他们用这个喜乐的歌曲来赞美神
The poetry is a little old and so we miss what he's saying here.
因为他的那个诗呢是比较古老的所以有时候我们就
But he's dividing the room into two groups.
他是把这个比如把屋里的人分成两类
Those who don't sing and those who do sing.
就是说一群人唱歌一群人不唱
And then he's saying
然后他又说
Those who never knew God should fit in the group that don't sing.
然后那些不认识神的人呢他们其实是属于那种不唱歌的人的
But those who are his children should fit in the group that do sing.
但是那些神的孩子呢应该是属于那种唱歌唱的人的
He is saying,
他在说
If we are truly children of God,
如果我们真的是神的孩子
we should be singing,
我们应该是在唱
as part of his family. He's putting Ephesians 5Into a song.
我们就作为他的家庭成员我们就会歌唱他是把以弗所书第五章就是放在这里
Again Martin Luther
马丁路德也
If anyone does not sing about what Christ has done for him for us
如果没有一个人不歌唱基督所为他所做的
He shows that he doesn't really believe it
他就显示他其实并不真正的相信
Now this morning as we sing
所以今天早晨当我们歌唱的时候
Do not look around
不要左右左顾右盼
You don't believe
就说 不要死死定说哎，你不相信你也不相信
But for those of us who are in here
而是对我们在其中的每一个人
As we sing
当我们唱的时候
Say to ourselves
对我们自己说
Do I believe
我相信吗
If so
如果是的话
Singing is the time in the worship service
歌唱是在敬
拜的这段时间 And this is why Luther put such an emphasis on congregational song.
所以这就是为什么马丁路德他特别的强调会众的歌唱这个时间就是
when we can all participate.
是我们所有的人都可以参与的
Good singers.
不管是你唱得好
Average singers.
或者你唱得一般
And Richard. No, I don't.
我们是
All of us, I should do that. I've never heard
you.
或者是唱得好妙的。
I was just saying what everyone else was thinking.
我在想。
For congregational singing,
对我们那个会众的歌唱。
There are no auditions.
那里没有就是一个好像在那儿评价似的。
Good singers and monotones can both join in.
不管你是唱得很好还是你唱的好调或者很单调你我们一起唱歌唱
For Martin Luther
对马丁路德来讲
For Isaac Watts
那个所有的人
It wasn't an option It was part of our duty as believers
这个歌唱不是一个可有可无的而是我们作为相信的人的我们的责任
The other reason, the other doctrine that made this so important for them,
另外一个让这一切这么重要的一个教义就是
theological reasons for music and worship. Number one, the priest is a believer. Number two,
圣经原因教义就是信徒接祭司。第二点就是
the unity of the church is expressed in congregational song.
教会的合一就是通过这个会众的共同的歌唱来表现出来的。
Because we are all singing together.
因为我们一起歌唱，一起唱。
This was the moment in worship for Luther that gave a visual picture of a united church.
这在路德的这种他的描述中，这种印象中，就是给出世界一个可以看得见的一个教会联合的图像。
Because we were all singing together.
因为我们一共同歌唱。
Now here is where congregational song becomes a challenge.
但是这个时候呢，这个会众的诗歌也变成一个挑战。
How many of you like every song that we sing congregation?
我们有多少人喜欢我们所唱的每一首诗歌
？You can leave it. I don't think I'm going to get any further.
我们多少
？How many of you like every single song that we sing as a congregation?
我们有多少人
？Don't worry, I'm not going to report it.
你所唱的就是我们在那个前面崇拜唱的诗歌的每一首歌，每一首歌你都喜欢，有多少人
？One，OK。
有一位举手。
我觉得哈，通过歌声的现在
，Yeah，it's like the express our song is show our gratitude, our praise, our humility to God.
Good. Okay.、Yeah. All right.Nobody likes all of the songs.
所以除了一位，我们没有说所我们喜欢所有的诗歌。
Doesn't matter.
那没关系。
You don't need to.
你不需要。
Now, how many of you like some of the songs?
多少人我们喜欢其中的一首歌
？Now there we ought to start seeing hands.
现在我们看大家都举手了。
And here is why this is part of the unity of the believer.
这一个就显示了这个信徒的。
And why it doesn't matter that you don't like them all.
所以这不就你喜欢不喜欢这个就不重
要。If we went through with a poll,
如果我们现在做个调查的话
，your favorite,
你最喜欢的诗歌
might be on your list of ones you don't like.
可能在另外一个人就是你最喜欢的歌，可能就是别人不喜欢的歌。
And your favorite,
你的最喜欢的歌
might be on the list of someone else's.I just hate that song.
可能到别人的歌上，我最不喜欢那首歌。
And do you see how that represents the unity of the church?
你们看出来这是如何来代表教会的合一了吗
？Because the unity of the church does not mean a group of believers who agree on everything.
这个教会的合一不是说一群人在每件事情上都看法一致，都同意。
The unity of the church.
教会的这个教会的合一
，That a group of believers who are very different，
一群很不同的信徒
，sacrifice aspects of their differences，
牺牲了，放下了他们的不同意见、不同看法，他们成为一体。
Most of us have forgotten how very difficult worship was in the early church.
我们很多人已经忘记了，在初期教会的时候，敬拜是多么的艰难，多么的不容易。
We read Acts，
我们就读这个叫《使徒行传》。
And we read that they were in one accord，
我们就读到说他们同心合意。
And we think that they were all standing around holding hands singing Kumbaya，
我们都觉得他们就坐在一起手拉手唱的 Kumbaya。
They weren't，
他们可不是那样的。
Jews。
犹太人外邦人
had nothing to do with each other.
他们真的是彼此完全不来往。
From childhood,
从他们那个儿童的时期
Jews are taught,
这个小犹太人的小孩
stay away from those Gentile kids, they're pagans.
远离那些外邦人的孩子，他们是异教徒。
They will ruin you.
他们会毁了你。
And from childhood,
从这个儿童时期
，Gentile kids,
这个外邦人的孩子，这个小的
，at those weird Jewish kids,
就嘲笑那些奇怪的那些怪怪的犹太人的孩子
，who pray to a God that no one's ever seen,
就向一位没人见过的神祷告。
What you
is a God that no one's ever seen.
那你看不见的神有什么用呢？
They have nothing in common.
所以他们没有任何共同之处。
I once heard a pastor say,
我听到有一次那个牧师讲，
The Jews and Gentiles in the early church
在初期教会的犹太人是外邦人。
Was like now where some people use chopsticks and some people use forks.
就像现在一些人，有的人是用筷子，有的人是用刀叉。
And I responded like you just did. I started laughing.
我就像大家所这样开始笑。
Trust me, it wasn't about chopsticks.
我告诉你啊，这个不是关于筷子。
It was about a whole completely different view of life.
这是一个完全，就是这个生活方式完全不同的两群人。
And all of a sudden,
忽然之间，
they are worshiping together.
他们在一起敬拜。
And here is what they cannot do.
他们不能做的是，
They cannot say, okay, let's vote.
他们不能说我们来投票。
Are we going to sing songs that make the Gentiles comfortable or songs that make the Jews comfortable?
我们要唱是让这个外邦人高兴的歌呢，喜欢的歌呢，还是这个犹太人喜欢的歌？
All right, the vote is 11 to 10.
现在这个投票是11比对10。
We'll sing Hebrew songs. They can't do that.
他们我们现在以后只唱希伯来的歌，不能这样做。
Instead, here's what they had to do.
他们必须要做的是
They sang songs
他们唱些歌
that made some Jewish worshippers uncomfortable
让一些那个犹太人的这个敬拜者挺不舒服的
They sang some songs that made some Gentile worshippers uncomfortable
他们也会唱些歌让那些外邦的这个信徒们也不太舒服
And when they sang the Jewish songs
当他们唱这个犹太人的这个传统的歌的时候
The Gentiles just didn't sing
那外邦人就不唱
Yeah, that's not rightNo, that's not what happened.
那当然那不对他说那也不是那样也不是
When they sang the Jewish song,
当他们唱对犹太人的歌的时候
the Gentiles learned to sing them.
这外邦人也学习来唱
Because we are one church.
因为我们是一个教会
They didn't just participate in the part that made them feel good.
他们并不是只是让他们觉得舒服的这个部分他们才参与
And the Jewish worshippers,
这个犹太人的敬拜者呢
said, I don't really like this next song.
我真的是很不喜欢他们这个歌。
But I'm going to sing it.
但是呢我会去唱。
Because I am part of the church.
因为我是教会的一部分。
Music became a very important aspect of the church.
所以呢音乐就成为教会合一同心合一的一个很重要的表现的方面。
Now what's that mean for us today?
所以对我们今天的人意味着什么呢
In a church,
在教会里
there's going to be some things that you don't like,
会有一些你不喜欢的、
things,
方面有些事情
I don't like,
也有些事情那可能我也不喜欢
Last night, part of why I keep saying the wrong scriptures,
我之所以一直在怎么刚才英文引用错了
I taught a Sunday school teacher training session for aa Spanish church.
我有一个给一个讲西班牙语的教会呢，有一个主日学老师的一个培训。
And their idea of a reasonable hour is class from 6 to 9.
他们的时间 early morning or in the night?
Night.
他们晚上。
Morning would have been okay.
晚上6点到9点。
Followed by supper.
然后6点到9点之后呢，再吃晚饭。
6 to 9. Yeah, and I finally said.
我最后说
I really love you all, I'm leaving.
我最后教授我说我很爱你们但是我得回去了
But there were parts, before I started teaching, we had some beginning.
当我们开始之前我们有一些小的一个开始。
And there were parts that were very foreign to me.
他们有一些部分在他们开始之前有些部分对我来讲是很陌生很不寻常的。
That I really didn't like.
也有一部分我也不喜欢。
But that's okay.
但是没关系。
We are celebrating worship together.
我们在一起庆祝我们的敬拜。
In the church,
在教会里面
we are called to sacrifice our personal preferences.
我们被呼召要放下我们个人的喜好。
In the church,
是为了教会的这个合一。
And I think that we very much in the 21st century have lost that.
我觉得在21世纪我们有点
Because most of us want worship to look like
ourselves.
是，就是符合我们的喜 want all the music to be the way we would like it to be.
我们都想这个音乐就是我们所希望和喜欢的样子。
Many churches, and I'm very thankful this has not happened at PBCCC.
那有很多教会，那我很感谢我们教会也不是这样的。
But many churches now have divided their worship services up into, you can come at this time for traditional music, this time for contemporary music.
我看很多教会就是他们把教会分成好几行，这一行呢是传统的音乐，这一行呢是现代的音乐。
And I'm not opposed to multiple services.
我当然不是反对说有好几堂的这个敬拜。
But I am opposed to multiple services that are geared towards, we will make sure that you don't have to sing or hear anything that isn't comfortable for you.
我但是我反对的就是说你在这个好几堂敬拜，那个敬拜它几堂的就是说你这一堂你不会听到你不喜欢的音乐。
I need some songs that I don't like.
我需要一些我不喜欢的这个歌音乐。
I'm playing this morning.
我今天早上会。
So we have to leave quick.
我今天早上要私情，所以我们得提前结束。
And I won't tell you which, but one of the songs I really don't like.
但是其中有一首歌我不喜欢。
But you know what?
但是你知道什么？
It doesn't matter.
那没关系，不重要。
Because it will speak to someone.
因为可能会对某些人说话。
That the song of the group that is my favorite won't speak to.
但是我最喜欢的那类的诗歌可能并不能对
这个人说话。That's why in worship we need some traditional hymns.
所以在敬拜中我们需要一些传统的赞美诗歌。
That caused some younger people to say, wow, that's boring.
会让年轻人说呀，这个太枯燥太无聊了。
Because part of the unity of the church.
因为一个崇拜的一个合一性就是
is welcoming.Grandpa who sings the old slow hymns.
是欢迎这个唱的很慢的传统赞美诗的老爷爷。
And every teenager needs to learn to welcome Grandpa into the unity of the body.
所以每一位那个年轻人青少年，他们要学习去欢迎他们的这个老年人。
And then for those of us who have gray hair or no hair,
或者是对我们这些头发已经发白或者没有头发的人来讲
，We need some songs.
我们也需要一些歌。
That teenager loves
是青少年喜欢的
and that we think
我们觉得
how could anyone worship with that
他怎么能用这首歌来敬拜呢
because we need the teenager
因为我们也需要欢迎这些青少年
the middle of the 20th century and I want to be careful here because I know we have different this is we have different opinions
我在这里我要很小心因为我们有不同的 观点啊看法在二十世纪中期的时候
And on this, I'm a dinosaur, I know.
在这方面呢我是恐龙级的是这个很古老的
And there is nowhere in the Bible that says absolutely that what I'm going to say is right.
圣经上没有说我讲的这个就绝对是正确的
Although I think it implies it.
但是我觉得它有圣经上有这个暗示但是
And there's 1950 years of church history that does it the way what I'm going to say.
然后呢有一千九百年的教会历史也会支持就是我要说的
But I may be wrong,
但是我有可能是错的
But in the middle of the 20th century is the first time that I can find in church history
我觉得是在二十世纪的中期是我第一次能够在教会历史上发现
that churches were ever divided into children's services
教会第一次教会历史上第一次分成了说
youth services,
儿童崇拜青少年崇拜成人崇拜
contemporary services,
现代的从音乐的崇拜
traditional services,
从就是现代的崇拜
evangelistic
传统的
services,
崇拜传福音的崇拜
worship services,
敬拜的崇拜
Those divisions were never found anywhere before about 1950.
二十世纪中期的以前一千九百年历史
Before that,
在这之前呢
from the time of the Reformation, and even in most of the Middle Ages, the church was one body.
从宗教改革时期，甚至在宗教的中世纪的时候，教会一直是一个身体。
And I know there are some good arguments for some of those divisions.
我知道有一些很好的，就是他们会这样的一个辩论，就是说之所以把这样分开的原因。
But I think we have sacrificed something very, very important.
但是我觉得在这个过程中我们就牺牲掉了一些非常重要的东西我们就撕掉了那种教会的一个整个一个身体的一个 合一性，一个统合，同心合意。
And don't throw any rocks at me.
别给我扔石头，别向我扔石头。
But the generations after 1950.
但是呢，在这个
We have lost more of our young people than we ever did in previous generations.
但是就在这种分开，这种发生这种把他们分成一群一群开始之后呢，我们这个年轻人的流失率超过了以前历史历代的。
Part of that maybe.
我觉得可能其中的部分原因就是
that we have lost that sense.
我们已经失去了那种感觉，就是说。
How old are you?
像麦卡他十二岁
that at 12,
在这十二岁的时候
you are every bit as much a part of the church,
你就已经是教会的一部分
as I,
就像我这么大年纪我们也是教会的一部分
that's important,
那个是非常重要的
and it's important that I know I am no more part of the church,
我也很重要要知道我不比你更多的是教会的一部分
because that unites us,
因为那个就把我们联合在一起把我们团结在一起
From the beginning.
从最刚开始的时候。
And when we lose that,
当我们失去了这种联合性、这种团结性的时候
，we lose that sense, Micah, right?
我们也失去了那种。
Not so bad. We lose that sense.
我们就失去了那种感受、感觉。
Micah, you don't have to when you're 18 decide is this your church?
当
你十八岁
的时候。你当然我们希望你也不能说决定说我们就一定是你的这样归属的教会
and if you're a person who loves contemporary music
如果你是一个喜欢现代音乐的
you don't have to decide is this your church it's already your church
你不用觉得说这是我的教会吗这已经是你的教会
and if you're a person who thinks that all of the good songs were written before 1850
如果你喜欢的是那种传统的古老的赞美诗歌
I don't have to decide, is this my church? It's already my church.
我也不用决定说这是不是我的教会，这已经是我的教会。
I'm coming.
Okay.
Yeah, your church. Now, all of that is to say this.
所有这一切都是要说的是
When we sing,
当我们歌唱的时候，唱的时候
It's not just because...We have to fill up 15 minutes and move on into the service.
不是说我们要填到前面开始讲到之前的15分钟的空白。
This is our chance.
这是我们的机会。
To be part of the body.
成为这个肢体的一部分。是其中的一个机会我们成为肢体的一部分。
And Luther said, don't waste it.
路德说不要浪费这个时间。
I'm not a singer.
我不是一个歌唱的人唱歌的人。
When I taught piano.
我教弹钢琴。
If the student wasn't.Playing the melody out strong enough, I would sing it.
如果这个学生那部分弹得不够强，我就会唱出来。
And I would say, this is my motivation to you to play it out more. You don't have to listen to me sing if you play it better.
如果你想要弹得好一点，就不用听我唱的话，你就弹得好一点。
I'm not a singer.
我不是一个唱歌的。
I'll never get up and sing a solo.
我不会站在那唱独唱。
But in congregational singing,
但是在会众一起唱的时候
I am part of the body.
我就是身体的一部分。
I don't have to love every song.
我不需要喜欢每一首诗歌。
But I have to be part of the body.
但是我必须成为身体的一部分。
And that is valuable to us in our worship.
那在我们的敬拜中是很重要的。
And so,
所以呢
the point is not how can we make the songs to where we like them all.
所以呢这个关键不是说我们要找一些歌让大家都喜欢。
It is how can I be committed enough to the body?
是我如何的委身于这个身体
That even what I don't enjoy,
即使我不享受，也不喜欢
I participate.
我也
I know this from the congregation point of view, but I would also encourage you to invite everyone in and not just what the leaders think is the right song.
就是说，带领诗歌的人也邀请大家一起来唱。
You're absolutely right. And that is a conversation on this topic with the leaders. Leaders fail in two ways on this.
那带领诗歌的有两种感觉。
Number one.
第一。
When we don't choose music that does invite everyone in.
如果选择的音乐没有说邀请每个人。
Because it's hard to sing what you don't know.
因为唱你不熟悉的歌是比较不认不流不会唱的歌比较难。第二点。
Secondly,
第二点。
When we don't verbally invite and make it welcoming.
当我们不是说去邀请大家，就是你开口邀请大家的话。
And third, when we don't model participation ourselves.
第三点就是我们自己没有去就是做这个榜样了，就是我们。
I realized this a few years when I was the guest speaker at a church.
当我在一个教会里讲到的时候，就被邀请的时候。
And they had asked me to talk about worship.
他们请我讲这个敬拜的题目。
Part of what I was talking about was our participation in worship.
在其中讲的一部分是我们的参与，作为会众的参与。
And as they were singing,
当他们唱歌唱的
时候 I was reviewing over my notes for the morning.
我就他们唱的时候，我就在看我在他们讲到的。
About how congregational singing is for everybody.
就是在唱说大家这个会众的歌唱是每个人都要唱的。
And all of a sudden, I thought, you big hypocrite.
我觉得我怎么简直是个伪君子似的。
If they are watching you,
如果他们在看你
they know you don't believe what you're getting ready to say.
他们就知道说你不相信你要讲的。
So yes, we, all of us in leadership must model that particular.
所以呢，如果你带领的人，你自己要做一个榜样。
Next week, you're going to talk about how worship looks. In our
所以下一次呢，我们就来讨论刚才那个题目。
Then, depending maybe on what feedback I get, I may either continue this one more week or we'll move on to scripture.
所以看大家的回响，那我或者是继续，或者是就讲这个题目，或者换一个。
Go
我现在得赶快去跟他们讲。
Yeah, thank you for this.
亲爱的主，谢谢你，为今天感谢你。
In our worship,
在我们的敬拜中
，help us to enthusiastically and joyfully become worshipers.
帮助我们热忱的欢喜的成为一个敬拜的人。
That we will not be critical.
我们不会只有一个批评的意见。
But that we will be worshipers.
而是敬拜的人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。